The recent murder of a worker with Vermont's Department for Children and Families is focusing attention on the safety of counselors and social workers who deal with some pretty volatile situations. Meanwhile, for the last 2 years, Rutland City Police have been piloting a program where officers work side by side with social workers in various fields. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, some say that could be a model for the state.
Scott Tucker is outreach commander for Rutland City's Police Department.
So we're standing in the Vision Center. This is the community response team.
In addition to police officers who handle school outreach and animal control, Tucker says probation and parole now has staff here. There's a drug trafficking specialist, a prosecutor from the state's attorney's office, as well as crisis intervention staff from the local women's shelter and Rutland Mental Health.
This space here is for the Agency of Human Services, Department of Children and Families, and you see they have folders here, and we'd love to see them more often.
Tucker says they've been talking with Jennifer Berkey, director of DCF's Rutland District Office, about embedding a DCF investigator in the police department, but so far it hasn't happened.
We're all dealing with the same families, and it only makes sense that we can support them in some manner, which basically means if you have a family that you're concerned about with respect to, sometimes it's bullying, sometimes it's threatening, where you feel that you just need a little extra support, we could take a team with us. Somebody from Rutland Mental Health Crisis, we could take someone from the domestic violence side of the house, we could take a police officer in terms of giving support to the caseworker.
Rutland Mental Health's Alicia Armstrong has been embedded with the police department for 2 years, handling calls that involve mental health issues. She says the partnership has been tremendous.
What that's translated into is an easier time for my teammates who are over at the main office and mostly at the hospital for them to call the police. And so no longer is it, oh, it's mental health calling us, needing a health and welfare check. It's, oh, it's Kelly. She works with Alicia. Yeah. And so it's that familiarity that really has helped us tremendously.
And Armstrong believes more collaboration with police and other agencies would help the Department for Children and Families as well.
I can remember on one occasion we got a call that the police were to go to a home and remove some children from the home to take them into custody. The DCF worker was there, and they requested that I go along with them. And that's the first and only time that that's happened. And what I did in that situation was I went with the police and the DCF worker, and then after the children were removed, I stayed with the mother, and I talked to her, and I supported her. And then I went back the next day after things had cooled down just a little bit, and offered her services and told her all the available services that she could have for support.
Scott Tucker of the Rutland City Police Department says his heart goes out to DCF, and he knows its staff is on the front lines in incredibly challenging situations. Because of last week's shootings, he says, many state workers may understandably want to limit home visits.
The whole idea of pulling back during this time and not going out in the field, I think, is a mistake. I think what you need is you need to create the appropriate support, take it along with you, and then the outcome will be much better.
The Department for Children and Families does not have data on the number of calls social workers went on with police. Jennifer Berkey, the district director of DCF's Rutland office, would not be interviewed for this story. But in a written statement, she said, quote, "While we understand the potential value of having a social worker on site at Project Vision, we also have to consider the needs of the Family Services office and staff at this time. This includes the ability, especially for newer social workers, to have connections with their co-workers and immediate accessibility to their supervisor. We strive to make decisions that support our efforts of continuous quality improvement and best practices, and will continue to explore this relationship." For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.